Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. New Yorkers are still celebrating their New York Knicks today and getting ready for a real celebration on Thursday. That's when the city will throw a ticker tape parade for the Knicks down the Canyon of Heroes in Lower Manhattan. Meanwhile, the Knicks players were making the rounds this morning, talking about that exciting Game 5 on Saturday night. Jalen Brunson was asked on Good Morning America if it's all sunk in yet.
A little time, but I don't think it's sunk in yet, for sure. I don't think it's sunk in.
And Brunson saying that he put that towel over his head after the winning moment because he knew that, quote, that face was probably going to look crazy on TV. He was also asked how special it was to share this moment with his father, Rick Brunson, an assistant coach for the Knicks.
Him being a journeyman in the NBA, mm-hmm. I never really got to be around him consistently. And so over these last 4 years, it's been like the most consistent I've been able to be around my dad. So it was made the moment 10 times more special.
Now the celebration comes this Thursday. It will be the first ticker tape parade for the Knicks ever. But there's some bad news for Knicks fans who are in city schools. The parade is in direct conflict with Regents exams.
High school students across the city, some of them have taken to social media, their parents as well, calling this an unfair ultimatum that they are being forced, they say, to choose between their academic future and a once-in-a-lifetime historic celebration being the ticker tape parade. I've seen several petitions started, one of them even from a teacher, Michelle Weintraub of Queens, who's a parent of an eighth grader who's taken the Regents. In her post, she says, well, thousands of eighth graders, high schoolers, and teachers proctoring them or be trapped inside school taking the science Regent exam. There'll be millions celebrating the Knicks at the ticker tape parade. I've reached out to the Department of Education to see what they think about all of this. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Some good news for Brooklyn residents. The Carroll Street Bridge in Gowanus is reopening today after being closed for 5 years. From now on, it will be reserved only for pedestrians, though, and cyclists, and emergency vehicles only. That's something that locals have been fighting for. As some of you may remember, the bridge, which was originally built in 1889, was shut down in 2021 for major repairs and rehabilitation work. DOT Commissioner Mike Flynn says now it will better connect new and old residents to Gowanus's growing waterfront. Congressman Richie Torres announcing a massive $830,000 federal investment into the Hudson Oyster Project. The money will help build a large-scale oyster reef in the Hudson, restoring habitats and using oysters' natural filtering ability to improve water quality. Torres tells 1010 Winds this effort will also give Bronx students a hands-on experience with conservation, and it could help reverse decades of damage.
Think of oyster restoration as healthcare for the Hudson River. An oyster reef has multiple benefits. It serves as a habitat that enables marine life to not only survive but also thrive.
The funding was secured through the Community Project Funding Program. The NYPD is on the lookout for two missing New Yorkers, one as young as 13. That's Tekai Smith. He was last seen 10 days ago leaving his home on Franklin Avenue in the Bronx. And over in Queens, police are also searching for 56-year-old Tarita Green, who's been missing since April 23rd. Just like the young Bronx boy, Green was last seen leaving her home at 123 Beach 60th Street. Anyone with any information on either disappearances is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. The U.S. and Iran have reached an initial peace agreement, extending the shaky ceasefire and potentially reopening the Strait of Hormuz. The president claiming it's a, quote, great deal that will be next on the docket for the Mamdani administration could be lowering drug prices. A new proposal is calling for New York City to get into the pharmacy business. creating a network of city-backed pharmacies to help lower prescription drug costs and improve access to medications. Supporters say the idea could build on the city's existing public health system and help fill gaps left by the decline of chain pharmacies across the five boroughs. The proposal would also partner with independent pharmacies and use the city's purchasing power to negotiate some lower prices. A spokesperson for the Mamdani administration, though, says it doesn't know enough about the proposal yet to comment. New data released by the city shows that there's a real shortage of librarians in public schools. The data showing that less than 20% of public schools in the city have a librarian on staff. Council member Lincoln Ressler is sounding the alarm on the issue because he says studies show that students achieve more academically with access to school librarians.
The data is really stark. In elementary schools, just 7% of schools have access to a certified librarian. In middle schools, it's only 21%. One out of five middle schools have access to a certified librarian. And in high schools, it's slightly better, but still only one in three high schools have access to a certified librarian.
He says librarians are especially crucial when it comes to helping students separate fact from fiction and from information they find online. And Ressler says he hopes the city can find ways to finance schools to have more librarians. The DOE said in a statement that school's chancellor, Kamar Samuels, is committed to addressing the issue because, quote, we know that reading is foundational to student success. A man accused in a violent kidnapping and rape inside Queens Highland Park may have had other victims. 31-year-old Oscar Vallejo allegedly attacked a woman on the night of May 30th. He was arrested on June 11th, and his fingerprints linked him to that crime and to two other prior forcible touching cases in Brooklyn, which he was convicted of back in 2024 and 25. Now, with a pattern and a slew of new charges, the Queens DA is urging anyone who may have had an encounter with Vallejo to contact authorities. Luigi Mangione, due in court again this week, the accused murderer of United Healthcare CEO, is set to appear tomorrow for a hearing that could set the timeline for his trial. It's also expected to address some ongoing issues over admitted evidence and jury selection. Mangione has pleaded not guilty to all the charges, including second-degree murder, stalking, and firearms charges.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.